Welcome back. I hope it's been a very productive summer. For those who are new to this year, please afterwards come up and introduce yourself. And if you need any help with chavrusas or anything in terms of seder and so on, please let me know. We'll be learning, of course, Maseches Bava Kama Perek Meruba. And the opening Mishnah discusses differences between the Chiyuv Kefil as opposed to the Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei. The Mishnah begins by telling us that Meruba Midas Tashlumei Kefil Min Midas Tashlumei Abava Chamisha, but certainly there is broader application to the Chiyuv of Kefil as opposed to Dalet Vehei. Dalet Vehei is limited to, as the Pasuk tells us, Shor Beseh. Unlike when it comes to cases of Kefil, that is Ben Bedavar Sheish Bo Chayim and Ben Shem Bedavar Ruach Chayim. The Gemara quotes a klalo pratu klal to tell us that this in fact is true. The Gemara comments that Minah Hanimile, and it quotes the pasuk al kol tvar pesha, which is a klal, al shor al chamor al sel sama, which is a prat, al kol avedas chazer un klal, and therefore iata dana ke'en ha prat, and therefore the prat is considered to be that which is a davar hametelto v'gufo mamon, to the exclusion of cases of karkos, avadim, shtoros. And then the Gemara tells us that there's a further exclusion as well, and that is Yatza Hekdesh, because Re'ehu Ksiv. When it comes to the Chiyuv of Kefil, the Torah tells us Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu, and therefore the Gemara writes that there is no Chiyuv Kefil regarding one who is Gonev Hekdesh. Tosus in the very top of the next Amud, Samad Gimel Amud Aleph, is bothered by the following Kasha, that here the Gemara tells us that the Miut of Hekdesh is based on the Pasuk of Re'ehu. And Tosus tells us that if you look in the Gemara later on Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara quotes a very different Pasuk. Here, we're Mamayid Hekdesh, based on the Pasuk of V'gunav Mibes Ha'ish, V'lo Mibes Hekdesh. And therefore Tosus is troubled, why is it necessary to have two psukim in order to tell us that there is no Chiyuv Kefil when it comes to Hekdesh? Tosus answers that really in essence this is considered to be a single drasha. We should not view V'gunav Mibes Ha'ish as an independent drasha. After all, one might think that the basis of the drasha is Ish, that means a common person, as opposed to Hekdesh. And Tosus writes this certainly is not the case. After all, whenever you find Lashon Zachar, the Torah will use the term Ish, and therefore there is no miut of Ish Prat Lehekdesh. If that's true, why does the Gemara assume Hugunav Beis Ish cannot apply to the case of Hekdesh? So Tosus answers that Hachi Pirusha, Mi Beis Ha'ish, Deshayich Bei Re'ehu, Kedichsiv. This is all based on the drasha of Re'ehu. If the Torah tells us Re'ehu, that excludes Hekdesh, and therefore when the Pasuk tells us Hugunav Beis Ish, we know it's referring to Nichse Hedyot, not to the case of Nichse Hekdesh. So again, very simply, Tosus points out that even though it would appear that these are two independent drushas, Tosus writes this is not the case. There is a single drusha of Re'ehu that's coming to tell us that there is no Chiyuv Kefil. This cannot be the case according to the Shitas HaRambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, here the Rambam quotes both psukim as drushas to tell us that there is no Chiyuv Kefil when it comes to Hekdesh. The Rambam begins the following, that Hagonav es Hagoy, O Shagonav Nichse Hekdesh, Eino Meshalim Ela Karen Bilvad. There's a Chiyuv Karen, but there is no Chiyuv Kefil. You see apparently a further Chiddush in the Gemara. When you look at our Sugyan, we'll see this is a fundamental Machlokas Rishonim. This Miut, is this only true when it comes to Kefil, but there is Tashlume Karen? Or do we assume that in the case of Hagonav Hekdesh, there's no Chiyuv even the Shalem es HaKeren? Here the Rambam is explicit that Eino Meshalem Ela HaKeren Bavad. These psukim are only coming to exclude the case of Kefil, but nonetheless there is a Chiyuv of Keren. How do you know that this is true? The Rambam quotes our sugya, Shenemar Yishalem Shnalem L'Re'ehu, and the drush of our Gemara, L'Re'ehu V'lo Lehekdesh. Then the Rambam continues, V'chein HaGonev Kodshimi Beis Ba'aleihem. And let's assume you steal a behemoth hekdesh from the owner's house. In such an instance, whether it's kodshei kalim, whether it's kodshim kalim, the Rambam writes, whether you're chayiv b'achrayus or whether you are not chayiv b'achrayus, in those cases as well, you are potter min hakefel. Why? Shenemar v'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis hekdesh. So the Rambam quotes both drashos. You can't assume, according to the Rambam, as the Sheet of Tosus, that in essence this is a single drasha. The Rambam quotes both psukim. The question is, what is the difference between the Reish and the Seifa in the Rambam. What is the difference between the first halacha of Gonev Nichse Hektish, where the Gemara applies the principle of Re'eu V'lo Hektish, and the next case of Gonev Kodesh Mibeis Valehim, where the Rambam writes V'gunav Mibeis Ha'ish V'lo Mibeis Hektish. If you look in Lechem Mishnah, here Hilchos Gneiva Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Lechem Mishnah suggests the following distinction. If you would only have the pasuk of Re'ehu, our sugya, one would have argued that perhaps this only applies to Kodshim She'ein Habalim Chayiv Bachur Yusan. Let's assume, for example, it is something that I have no achrayis whatsoever. I designate this as being Hektish. And if anything happens to that, Hektish will bear the loss. But I have no responsibility to pay Hektish once again if that object is destroyed. Well, if there is no chiyuv achrayis whatsoever, I say harei zu, not simply harei alai. In such a case, I understand. That is the miut of re'eyu. But if you're dealing with kodshim shechayiv achrayusan, in which case, if something should happen, I am obligated to substitute, to make restitution, maybe one would have thought that that, in fact, is considered to be bechlal re'eyu. Because after all, I, in fact, have a chiyuv achrayis. Therefore, it's necessary for the pasuk to tell us that even that is excluded as well, and that is the drasha of aguna mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis hektish. That's the chiddush of Lechem Mishnah. That the very base pasuk of Re'ehu would only apply to kodshim shem l'achrayis. It's necessary to have the second pasuk in order to exclude the case of kodshim sheyesh lahem achrayis. Just as a form of Tosefes Biur, one could add the following. Why should that be true? There are two issues when it comes to a chiyuv kefil. Let's assume that there would be a chiyuv kefil when it comes to hektish. Well, to whom would you pay the kefil? Kefil to hektish? Or is it kefil to the balim, the bal hakarban, for example? Well, dealing with the pasuk of Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu, that pasuk simply addresses the fact that there's no chiyuv tashlumin lehektish. You don't have to pay hektish kefil. But one could still raise the following issue. Maybe there would be a chiyuv kefil to the makdish, to the bailim. Why should that be? Well, if the bailim have some share or some chiyuv achrayis in the karban, so in such a case, perhaps I should be obligated to pay them because they're responsible in order to compensate for this animal if it would be lost, if it would be stolen. So therefore, perhaps one can understand the two drashos in that fashion. Yishalim Shneim L'Re'ehu tells us that Eino Mishalim Lehekdish, but Mehecha Tesi that Eino Mishalim Lemakdish. That's the pasuk of Megunu Beis Ha'ish, V'lo Mi Beis Hekdish. When does it make sense that you would be obligated to pay the Makdish? If it's Kodshim Shechai B'Achar Yusan. If it's Eino Chai B'Achar Yusan, and I no longer have any vested interest or share in this carbon, why should I be the recipient of Kefil? But as Lechem Mishnah explains, if Yesh L'Nachrayis, in such a case, I am the one who must make good on this pledge, Tzchayim B'Achrayis, in such a case, maybe there will be a Chiyu L'Makdish. So this is one possibility that Lechem Mishnah writes, again, with that Tosefes Biur, that the Pasuk of Re'ehu tells us, Eino Meshalem L'Hektish, B'Guna B'Sa'ish tells us that Eino Meshalem L'Makdish. Even though that this is quite understandable, the need for two psukim to tell us these two halachos, it's difficult to assume that this is pshat in the Rambam. Because after all, you would have then expected that the Rambam would tell us that from the pasuk of Re'ehu, that is referring to kodshim she'ein lamachrayis, but Guna Beis Ha'ish is referring to kodshim she'esh lamachrayis, and that is not what the Rambam says. That's what's very difficult with the pshat of Lechem Mishnah. The Rambam writes the following, that Hagonev Nichse Hektish, your potter min hakefel based on the pasuk of Re'ehu, Re'ehu v'lo lehektish. And then the Rambam continues, and v'chein hagonev kodshim ibeis ba'aleihem. The Rambam writes, whether it's kodshim kalim or kodshim kodshim, whether it's kodshim shechayev b'achar yusan, or whether it's kodshim she'ein chayev b'achar yusan, you are potter min hakefel shenemar v'guna beis ha'ish v'lo beis hektish. Just posh of shat in the Rambam. That the miut of Miguna Beis Ha'ish applies to both cases, Kodshim She'ein Machrayis, as well as Kodshim She'esh Machrayis. Difficult to assume the pshat of Lechem Mishnah in this Rambam. Even though, again, in Svara, it's a very legitimate distinction. Eino Mesham Lehektish, Eino Mesham Lemakdish is two different psukim. But the Rambam is clear that even in a case of Kodshim, both Yesh Lamachrayis, Ein Lachrayis, that is based on Vugunav Mibeis Ha'ish. If that's true, so then Hadra Kushin Naduchta, why is it that the Rambam requires two different psukim against the sheet of Tosas that writes, this is all Drasha Achas. So if you look in the Talmidim of Reb Chaim, this is found in Bircha Shmuel, in Simen Lamed Dalet, this is also found in the Imre Moshe, in Simen Mem, they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim the following. Here the Rambam is distinguishing not between Yesh Lamachrayis and Ein Lamachrayis, but rather Nichse Hekdish, Berakabayis, as opposed to a carbon, a Kedusha Saguf. The Lashon HaRambam is, in the Resha, that Gonav Nichse Hekdish, property of Hekdish. And then the second case of the Rambam is V'chein HaGonav Kodshim, Mibes Baleim, whether it's Kodshim Kalim, whether it's Kodshe Kodshim. The distinction is not whether there's a Chiyav Achrayis or whether there is not. The question is, what type of Hekdish is it? If, for example, a person is makdish a cheftza, he's makdish a table, in such a case, that doesn't have a kedushas haguf, that has a kedushas damim, kedushas berakabayis. In such a case, there is no chiyuv kefil, because after all, that is the drasha of re'ehu, re'ehu v'lo lehekdish. After all, that entire pasuk, yishalim shnayim l're'ehu, is referring to the chiyuv tashlumin, ein tashlume kefil, Lehekdesh. So if you have something which is mamon hekdesh, there is no tashlume kefil. The pasuk of the gunav mibeis ha'ish is not referring to tashlume kefil. That pasuk is referring to the ikar maisa hagneva. In such an instance, the gunav mibeis ha'ish. The Rambam deals with the following. I understand that there's no chiyuv tashlume lehekdesh for mamon hekdesh. However, if you have a Kedusha Saguf, whether it's Kodshim Kalim, whether it's Kodshe Kodshim, whether it's a Chiyuv Achrayis, there isn't. Mehecha Teisi, that in such a case there is no Chiyuv Kefil. For that, the Rambam tells us that it's necessary to have an additional Pasuk of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish, V'lo Mibeis Hekdish. This is a clear distinction, that something can become Hekdish in various ways. If, for example, I am makdish, a table, for example, so therefore, hekdish acquires it v'toras kinyanei mamon. I can be makne this chefetz to someone else, I can be makne to the rishus hekdish. The fact that it belongs to hekdish, no doubt, infuses a measure of kedusha. But the kedusha emanates from kinyanei mamon, nichse hekdish. That is not considered to be a shalim shnayim l're'ehu. That's the miut of re'ehu v'lo hekdish. What happens, for example, if a person is makdish a karban? I say hareza chatos, hareza ola. So how is it that it becomes hekdish? Through kinyanei mamon, that it is mamon hekdish. And then as a result, now it has a kedushas hakarban. The opposite is true. It begins with a hakdasha that elevates the status of the behemoth, that now it has a kedushas haguf, mamizbeach. And Hekdish, no doubt, has certain rights in Dinim Amanos by virtue of the fact that this animal is only Rayu Lahakrava. But it doesn't emanate from Kinyanei Mamon. It emanates from a Hakdasha of a Kedusha Saguf. I'll give you a beautiful example. Rashi writes, Imsachim Da'afayim Adbeis. The Gemara tells us when it comes to Baal Yeram Bay Matzei, that Shelcha Iya Taroa, a person cannot go ahead and possess his own Chametz. If it's chemtzer shel nachri, acherim, or if it's chametz shel hekdish, you will not violate bayira and bayimase. So Rashi Heyman Beis himself, he makes the following very brief comment. What is the example of shelcha iataroa, avalatara shel gavoa? What is an example of chametz shel hekdish that one would not be chay for bayira and bayimase? Rashi writes a very brief comment, berakabayis. Berakabayis. If a person is makdish lechem, a person is makdish his bakery to hekdish, in such a case he doesn't violate bayram by matzah. You understand very well. That is not considered to be that which is yours. That in dinim amanos belongs to hekdish. What is the chiddush of Rashi in saying berakabayis? The apparent inference is the following. If that would not be the case, if this would not be berakabayis, but rather it would be a kedushas haguf, then you could violate bayram by matzeh. Let's say, for example, a person takes upon himself to bring a carbon toldah. And a toldah is accompanied by 40 loaves, a combination of chametz and matzah. In such an instance, one would be chayiv for bayram by matzeh. Rashi assumes it's only Bera Kabayis, which is Mamon Hekdesh. However, if it is a Karban, which is accompanied by Lachmei Toda, as an example, that is considered to be your Lechem. It's true, it's not yours to do with it whatever you want. But rather, it is yours, but it can only be used for prescribed purpose. Just like, for example, a machlokas between Rab Meir and the Chachamim, whether Maiser Sheni. Everyone agrees, as the Pasuk says, you take it and you eat it in Yerushalayim. Is it Mamon Gavoa? Or is it Mamon Bailim? If you're Mekadish Isha with Maiser Sheni, is the Kedushin Chal or is it not? Is it yours with restrictions or is it Hektish with the Heter Achila? Here, Rashi apparently implies that when it comes to cases of Kedushas HaGuf, that is considered to be yours. However, it is only Omedes LaHakrava or Omedes LaAchila. In such a case, one would violate by Rambam Yimatzei. Here as well, that's the distinction of the Rambam Shita. Very meduyuk in Lashon HaRambam. Nichse Hekdesh, as opposed to the case of the Rambam of Gonib Kodshim, Mibes Baleihem. Kodshim here is referring to Kodshi HaGuf, not Nichse Hekdesh. If you look in the Tosus later, and Daf Ayin Vav Med Aleph, Dermasra Vahashta, Tosus raises a fascinating issue. A person, for example, and steals something, and then he sells it, our Mishnah tells us, Yerchayim for Dalet Vehei, Tavachom Achar. Tosus raises the following issue. If a person will steal this behema and he is makdish it, to what extent do we consider hektish to be a form of mechira? And Tosus mentions the following distinction. It depends what type of hektish it is. Tosus writes, in Daf Ayin Vav Med Aleph, Masechta Vahashta, if you're referring to Berak Habayis, then that is mamish a mechira comparable to a mechira lehenyot. That certainly is an act of mechira. Now this animal is considered to be mamon gavoha. However, if a person was makdish the behema, he steals it, and he says, harei zechatos, that's where you apply, Tosus says, the Lashon HaGemara, meikara turid deruvein, vahashti tur deruvein. It was yours before, and it is yours now. Al-Kadin, that is not considered to be a maisa mechira in dina mamonos that would generate a chiyuv of Balyura of Dalet Vehei. That distinction, Tosus, is explicit. That Mamon Hekdesh with Kinyane Mamon, as opposed to an act of Hakdasha that elevates its Kedusha, it has a Kedusha Saguf Mizbeach, and now it is only a behemoth which is Omedes, Lahakrava. That requires a separate Pasuk. If not, I would have argued that Reyehu only covers Nechse Hekdesh, and therefore it's necessary to have the Pasuk of Vuguna Vesaish Velomi Beis. There is an additional Rambam where this distinction is absolutely clear. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Erechin V'Charamim, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person is makdish a behema twice, Kedushas Haguf as well as Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Berakabayis. What happens with that? Are they both chal? Are they not chal? What happens in that instance? So the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Hamakdish kodshi mizbeach leberak habayis. You have a behema, it's kodshi mizbeach, you said hareza ol hareza chatos, and now you say hareza leberak habayis. So you know what the Rambam writes? Now you have a twofold kedushas hektish, which is chal on this behema. So what do you do in such a case? So the Rambam writes that both forms of hektish are chal, and therefore pinyon is necessary. You have to be pulled in order to remove the kedushas dame berakabayis. The yipol dame la berakabayis, the money is given to hektish, and now vabehema, that is offered al gabi hamizbeah. So therefore, if a person was makdish this as a chatos, then he's makdish this as berakabayis. So now you have to remove the kedushas berakabayis through pinyon, and then you'll offer it as a carbon chatos. The Rambam writes the following Chiddush. And what about the opposite one? What happens if first your makdish it is berak habayis, and then you say hareza chatos, hareza ola, hareza asham? Here the Rambam writes the second hakdosh is not chal. Why not? The Rambam writes she'ein adam makdish dover she'ein oshalek. Once already you said hareza leberak habayis, so it's no longer mamon bailim. What do you mean your makdish is a chatos? What right do you have to be makdish this behema as a korban chatos. And therefore the Rambam writes in those cases, and what about the first case? When I said hareza chatos, why don't we assume you can no longer impose a kedushas berak habayis because in a ramak the Roshino Shalal? The answer is me karatur deruvin, vahashtetur deruvin. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, nechazer vecharamim. In light of that Rambam, this is beautiful why both psukim are in fact necessary. When you deal with mamon hekdish, that's re'ehu, that's tashlume mamon for nichse hekdish. Mashen came when it comes to the case of a guna be'saish, that's necessary even when it comes to cases of kodshim, whether it's yesh lehem or ein lahem achrayis. This chiddush, the difference between berak habayis as opposed to cases of kedushas damim, is evident in Rashi Shita as well. The Gemara tells us in Gittin and Daf Mem Amud Beis the following chiddush of Rambam. Let's assume, for example, right, I lend you money, and in such a case I have a shibud, and all of a sudden you're makdish, right, that object on which my shibud was found. So what happens? I had a prior lien, nechasim mishubadim, and all of a sudden you were makdish. So Rava says the following chiddush, that hekdish is mafkia midei shibud, that the hekdish overrides the shibud. We'll turn to the malcha and we'll say, look, too bad, there's a problem. It's true that you had a lien on this particular chefetz, but this person was makdishin. And in such a case, you have to collect from something else. You can no longer collect from that object. That is the chiddush of Rava, the hekdish mafkia midei shibud, it overrides the prior shibud. Rashi writes in Gittin Daf Mem Beis the following chiddush. This statement of Rava, hekdish mafkia midei shibud, does this apply to all forms of hekdish? Certain forms of hekdish? See, here Rashi distinguishes again our distinction between kedushas haguf as opposed to kedushas damim. It depends. If I had a shibud on a chefetz and a person was makdish that chefetz as a kedushas damim, the berak habayis, then the shibud will take precedence. If, however, it was a behemah, for example, and a person was makdish it as kedushas haguf, that is the shita of Rashi, v'davka ha-kedushas haguf. Only then does Rav assume hekdish is mafkia midei shibud. That is the chiddush of Rashi. Why should you distinguish between kedushas haguf as opposed to kedushas damim in terms of whether hekdish is or is not mafkia midei shibud? So if you look in the Tosus, there in Gittin Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Hekdish, Tosus gives the following explanation. It's true that there was a shibud. You had a right. If I default, I don't pay you back, you have a right to be goyim. That was makdishit. And the hekdish is chal. Well, when hekdish is chal, what happens? So Tosus says very simply, is it possible for hekdish to be paka? If the hekdish was already chal, is it possible to remove the chalos hekdish? Well, what's the answer? Well, it depends on whether it's kedushas haguf or whether it's kedushas damim. If it's a case of kedushas damim, good hekdish is chal, but you can be mafkia hekdish al yedei pinyon. Can't you be poldeh? So therefore, if I had a prior shibud, it works as a form of pinyon. That's the chiddush of Tosus. And therefore, even though the hekdish is ruchal, when it comes to a case of kedushas haguf, lo paka. When it comes to kedushas damim, lo olim koach hekdish. Kevin sheish lo pinyon. So therefore, Tosa says, you understand Rashi Shita very well. True, the hekdish was chal. But once it's chal, it doesn't mean it is always chal. Kedushas damim, which is subject to pinyon, the kedusha will be paka. Hashenkin, when it comes to kedushas haguf, a kedusha saguf always remains. That's Tosus's beautiful viewer, right, of Rashi Shita, that when Rava says hekdish is mafkim in a shibud, it only applies to cases of kedusha saguf, not to cases of kedushas damim. The difficulty, though, is the following. Even though this is a beautiful explanation of Rashi Shita, if you look elsewhere, Rashi does not seem to understand it this way. And this is the Rashi in Psachim and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Rashi writes the following chiddush. Here, the Gemara, the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis in Psachim, has a machlokis between Abaye and Rava as far as the following. I lend you money, and you default, and I collect. Balcho v'mafreya hu gove, or mikanu l'habahu gove. When a Baal Chovor exercise the sus of via shibudim, is that l'mafreya or is that mikan l'haba? Abai says l'mafreya gove, and Rava says no, it's only mikan l'haba b'shas kviya, but not at the time, right, of the initial shibud. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Whether you assume Baal Chovor is l'mafreya gove, whether it's mikan l'haba gove. Does it mean, for example, in the interim, if the lova were to sell the chafetz? Let's assume I lent him thousands of dollars, and I have a particular shibud, and he sells it. No, everybody agrees that he didn't have a right to sell it. I can be gove min halakuchos. No? I certainly have a right to do so. That's machlokes between Abai and Rava. Whether the malva has a right to be gove. What good is the shibud if a malva doesn't have a right to be gove? No, the answer is the following. Let's assume, for example, Zavin Malve. Let's assume, for example, I lent you money, and the Malve then sold. And then subsequently, it turns out the Lova defaulted. If you assume the Mafreya Hugove, the Chiddush of Abaye, that meant at the time of the Mechira, it was already considered to be Birshus HaMalve, because he was Gove the Mafreya, and therefore the Mechira's HaMalve is considered to be a legitimate Mechira. So that's machlokus between Abai and Rava, Baal Chov Mafrei Hugove, or Baal Chov Mikan L'Haba Hugove. Good? So again, the Gemara says, the Nafkamina cannot be a case of Zavin Lova. Cannot be a case of Zavin Lova. Because, Mechatesi, what right does the Lova have to do so if there was a Shibud? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi writes the following Kiddush. That even though Rava maintains Mikan L'Haba Hugove, and therefore, Ad Achshav Have Birshus Halove, and therefore, right here and now, it is still considered to be Shalove. Still, Maldehu De'en Mechirasa L'Acheri Mechira. Still, he can't go ahead Love and sell it. And Rashi adds, Ve'en Hekdesho Hekdish. And he cannot be Makdish it. Even if you assume like Rava that a Baal Chov is Mikan L'Haba Hugove, but even so, the lova cannot be makdish. Why can't he be makdish? After all, ein hekdesh o hekdish. The hekdish is not considered to be chal. Why is that true? Rashi says the following: Rachmana Amar v'ish ki yakdish es beso kodesh. You want to be makdish something? It has to be like beso. It has to be like your home. Ma beso b'shuso. Just like your home is b'shuscha, so therefore av kol b'shuso. Anything which is in your rishus, that's Rashi's coming. So Rashi writes the following. If, in fact, you try to be makdish something, and someone has a shibud, of course it's not considered to be chal. Why is it not chal? Because it was eno bershuso, and therefore it was never hekdish. That's the chiddush of Rashi. It was never hekdish. That's not what Tosfos assumed, no? Tosfos explained in Gittin Daf Mem Amud Beis that the hekdish is chal. The question is the following. Good is chal, but isn't there a possibility of binyan? The answer is yes, it was chal, but when the shibud is realized, the chalos hekdish is paka, just like binyan. Here Rashi writes in Sachin Daf Laman Amud Beis that no, that the hekdish was never chal. That's the chiddush. It's like a davar shina b'shuso, like the Rambam said in the case of Hilchos Erechin. It wasn't yours to be makdish. That's what Rashi writes here. You know what the difficulty is? If you assume as Tosfos that the hekdish is in fact chal, but the question is it subsequently paka or is it not? Then you understand the difference between kedushas damim as opposed to kedushas haguf. What Rashi writes in Gittin Daf Mem, the hekdish is chal. The question is there any way for it to be paka? The answer is it depends. So if it's kedushas haguf, it cannot be paka. If it's Kedushas Damim, yes, of course it's Pakal de Pinyon. You understand very well then why Rava says Hekdish is Mafgimi de Shibud, why Rashi writes that's referring to Kedushas Aguf as opposed to Kedushas Damim. But if you assume that the Hekdish is never Chal, why should there be a difference between Kedushas Aguf as opposed to Kedushas Damim? How can Rava say Hekdish is Mafgimi de Shibud? Rashi says if there's a shibud, the hekdish was never chal. How can Rava say any type of hekdesh is mafkiyim edin shiva? This is the ha'ara of the Ktzos. The Ktzos is found in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Beis. And the Ktzos writes the following chiddush: Shulurat Shimatzano Od Shita Cheres Bazen. You see that Rashi has unique understanding of this sugya of hekdesh mafkiyim edin shiva. According to Rashi's chiddush, the hekdesh is not chal. Not that it's chal, but the question is, can it or can it not be paka? The hekdesh is not chal. Well, if hekdesh is not chal, so why should there be a difference between kedushas dam as opposed to kedushas haguf? So the Ktzos writes the following chiddush. Rashi quotes a pasuk. Rashi tells us, "Vishki yakdesh es beso kodesh lashem, ma beso b'shusa, haf kol b'shusa." We're going to discuss throughout the parak that there are different levels, different degrees of bailus. There's an element of shalom, there's an element of birshuso. The Gemara will tell us, for example, gonav lo nisyashu habalim. If, for example, someone steals something from me, so shneim yachal hakdisho. Neither the nigzal or the gazlan, the nignav or the ganav can be makdish. Why? Zelafi sheino shalom, zelafi sheino birshuso. Birshuso doesn't simply mean whether physically I'm holding the chayfetz. If, for example, I give something to a shomer to watch, since he is machzik bishvili, in such a case, I could be makdish, then chayfetz. But if someone steals something, it is considered to be shali, but it's not considered to be birshusi. And therefore, any ochel hakdisho. There are different levels of bailus, shalom and birshuso. Rashi quotes this pasuk, Mikra Chav Zayin, ish ki akdish es beso, ma beso birshuso akol birshuso. Full bailus is necessary for hekdish. Not only shalom, but even birshuso. That pasuk, ish ki akdish es beso kodesh lashem. What type of hekdish is that referring to? It's obviously not referring to kedushas haguf. Beso. It's referring to a kedushas damim. A kedushas berakabayis. The chiddush of Rashi, as the Ktzos explains, is the following. That there's a different degree of bailus which is necessary for hekdish, dependent on whether it's kedushas haguf or whether it's considered to be kedushas damim. If it's kedushas damim, that functions through straight kinyan imamo. And therefore, in order for me to be able to be makdish a chayfetz, it must be fully shali and b'shusi. This is true whether it's a mechira lehedyot or whether it's a mechira lehekdish. That's not what is happening when it comes to a case of kedusha saguf. This is not a mechira lehekdish. The Tosas, they're not chayv dalet behay. The Rashi, that you're still chayv for bagram by matzeh. The Rambam, that it's still yours, that you can superimpose a kedusha zbera kabayis. Here, you are elevating its status, not through dini mamonos, not through kinyane mamon, not through an act of mechira. So that is the question. What form of bailus does that require? The chiddush of Rashi is this, that if you have shalom, even if the chayfetz is eno b'shuso, even if there is another individual that has a lien on that chayfetz, there's a shibud that a malva possesses, that is sufficiently yours for kedushas haguf, even though that is not true when it comes to kedushas damim. That's the chiddush of Rashi. The reason that Rava assumes that hekdesh is mafkiyim edin shibud is categorically. Hekdesh is always mafkiyim edin shibud. That's only true when it becomes hekdesh. If you did the kedushas damim, if there was a shibud, it never became hekdesh, Rashi writes. Mashenke, when it comes to kedushas haguf. This chiddush of Rashi Shita, that there are different levels of bailus, different forms of hekdesh, this fits in beautifully with the Rambam's distinction in our sunya of the two different drashos regarding a chi of kefel. That there's a pasuk of Reyehu that excludes nichsei hekdesh, but when it comes to kedushas haguf, in such a case, there an additional gzeras hakasuv is in fact required. So this is the groundwork of two different forms of hekdesh. The need for two different psukim, the Rambam's nafkamina, and erechin v'charamim in the chiddush, the way that Tzos understands Rashi Shit. Now, the following. We mention pinyon, as though that pinyon is only possible when it comes to berak abayis, and there is no pinyon when it comes to kedushas haguf. We understand very well why pinyon works when it comes to kedushas damim, no? If the only reason it has a chalos hekdesh is because of kinyanei mamon, the table belongs to hekdesh. So in such a case, when I buy it back, and the table no longer belongs to hekdesh, so in such a case, of course, pidyon works. It makes perfect sense why you don't find pidyon when it comes to a karban. A person says hariz echatos, and he wants to give a different animal as a chatos. He can be poed? Of course not. Pinyon works through kinyanei mamon. And in such a case, then there's no pinyon when it comes to kedushas agof. Pinyon is when it comes to kedushas damim. The only difficulty is the following. Is that really true that categorically there is no pinyon when it comes to cases of kedushas agof? Obviously, there's pinyon when it comes to kedushas damim. There's no pinyon when it comes to kedushas agof. There is pinyon, but a unique form of pinyon. And that is the case of psulei hamukdashim. Let's assume, for example, it was a case of a karban shenafa b'mum. In such a case, then of course, there is a halacha of pinyon. So how does one understand that fact? That there is pinyon when it comes to psulei hamukdashim. Pinyon in terms of berak habayis is very reasonable. The chalos hekdesh was created through kinyanei mamon. It's paka al yidei kinyanei mamon. But if all this lumdus is true, meikara tur deruven v'hasha tur deruven, so in such a case, how is it that you envision that there is pinyon when it comes to a kedushas aguf? So Tosus writes the following chiddush, Maseches Beitzah and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in which you could understand this possibility. Tosus is bothered by the following. The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis and Maseches Beitzah quotes Machlokas in Beisila Beishamai regarding Hotsa Anyanta. Hotsa certainly is mutter for the purpose of Melecha Sochon Nefesh. A person is allowed to go ahead and carry, right, Litzara Chachila Anyanta. What about caring for other purposes? This is what we refer to as Mitoch. Mitoch Shehutu Litzara Chutranami Shalol Litzara. So Beis Shammai says that this is absolutely awesome. Beis Shammai says that ein motziyin lo asakata, lo asalulav, lo asasefer Torah. You can't carry your lulav anyantif, you can't carry a child, you can't carry a sefer Torah. The heter of hotza anyantif is ochon nefesh. And the Mishnah tells us so Beis Sila matiri. Beis Sila says that's not true. And Poshup Sham the Gemara, this is the machlokes, a critical issue in the sugyas of Maseches Beitzah, and that is the concept of mitov, machlokes between Beis Sila and Beis Shammai. Gemara makes the following comment. Hashochet olas nedava b'yantiv. A person, shochet olas nedava anyantiv. What's the halacha in such a case? So the Braisa says that loke, there's malkas deraisa. That's an isser malach of shchita. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says that this is in accordance with the shita of Beis Shammai, lo armina mitov, against the shita of Basila. According to the view of Beis Shammai, you need Ochon Nefesh. And Olas Nedav is not Ochon Nefesh. So therefore, there's Malkas Deraisa. Shchita is Mutu Litzarech Ochon Nefesh. This is not called Litzarech Ochon Nefesh. But according to the view of Basila, that Mitoch, so Mitoch means, let's assume it's Tosus, if there's a Tzarech Hayom that's considered to be sufficient, so that's true even when it comes to an Olas Nedav as well. That's what the Gemara tells us. The difficulty is the following. This is Tosus' discussion. Tosus says, if you look at the sugya later, Daf Yutes Samad Aleph, Ula says that that's not true. Ula says that Nidarmu Nidavas, Afil LeBeisilolo. Beisilolo does not allow you to offer Nidarmu Nidavas on Yantiv. Certain Karbanos are offered on Yantiv, but not a Nidava. So therefore, what is the diuk of our Gemara? Beis Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that Hashochet Olas Nedava B'Yantiv Loke, and that's only according to Beis Shammai. I mean, according to Beis Sila, it's Mutter. That's not true. It's Mefurish Nef Yutes. But even Beis Sila agrees that this is Asa. So Tosus writes the following chiddush: both sugyas are absolutely correct. This is not a machlokes as sugyas. The Rashba writes it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdim Yenula. Tosus says, no, that's not true. Everyone agrees it's Asa. Of course it's Asa. But the Braisa says, Hashochet olas nadova biyantiv loke. There's Malkus daraisa. That is the machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. How does that make sense? So Tosus explains the following chiddush. There's an Isser Malach on Yantiv. Clearly, there's a heter of Ochel Nefesh. Good. There's a concept, according to Beis Hillel, of Mitoch. Not according to Beis Shammai. When it comes to Ochel Nefesh, the Torah tells us, Hu levado yiyaseh lachem, lachem. And one of the drashos of the Gemara is, lachem velo legavoa. Lachem velo legavoa. For your needs. But not letzarech hakrova, not legavoa. Tosos raises the fascinating chakir. If a person were to go ahead and do a malach letzarech gavoa, what does he violate? Is that an iser lav, or is that an iser esay? Well, lachem velo is an iser esay. That's referred to as a lav abamichal esay. In order to have malchus daraisa, the Torah has to use the term of lo, ishamer, hen, or al. If the Torah tells you not to do something by inference, do this, and the implication is do not do that, but you don't find lo, ishamer, hen, or al, that's an iser esay. In many respects, it's similar to Lo Sasei, but it's no Malkus. If a person will do a Malach Litzarach Gavoa, Shchita Litzarach Olas Nedava, does he violate an Isra Malacha or does he not? So Tosus writes, a beautiful Chiddush, this depends on Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. According to the view of Beis Shammai, there's no Mitoch. So therefore, the only Heter is Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh, that's it. So therefore, if this is an Olas Nedava, carbon Ol is Kulo Kolil. There's no Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, this is an Isser Malacha. Kol Malacha Sevar Lo Sasu. And therefore, there's Malkus Daraisa. According to the view of Beis Hillel, no, the Heter is not limited to Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. But we expand Ochel Nefesh. We apply the principle of Mitoch. You're allowed to carry a lulav. You're allowed to carry a child. You can carry a Sefer Torah. Atzorech is mutter. So isn't Tzorech Gavoa considered to be a Tzorech? So the Torah goes out of its way and says, Lachem velo legavoa. You know what the Chiddush Tosfos is? Lachem velo legavoa is an Isser Esei, but we don't assume Ahadre the Isurakam. Ahadre the Isurakam. Right, using a construct I've often mentioned, Isser Malach is step one, that's an Isser Lav. Step two is Ochel Nefesh, there's a Heter. There's a limit to Ochel Nefesh, Lachem Velo Gavoa. Is that step three a new Oser? Or do you assume, no, if it's not called Ochel Nefesh, you're back to square one, where it's an Isser Malach HaDaraisa. Tosus writes, beautiful Omdus, this depends on Mitoch. If the only thing that you allow is Ochel Nefesh, a carbon ol is not Ochel Nefesh. But if you're more expansive, you allow even a Tzarech HaYom Ktzas, so therefore the answer is the following. Despite the fact that this is not an Isser Lav, it is still Usser, and that's the Pasuk of Lachem Velo Legavoa. So Tosus writes the fascinating Chiddush. That's how you resolve the difficulty in the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph says that Nidarim Nidavos Ein Kreivim B'Yantiv. You can't offer an Olas Nidav on Yantiv. That everyone agrees to. That's not a machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Everyone agrees. You can't offer an Olas Nedava. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis said, Hashochet Olas Nedava B'yantiv Loke. Loke, that's only Beis Shammai. Not according to Beis Hillel. In other words, according to the view of Beis Hillel, Lachem Velo is a new Isser, an Isser Esei. We don't assume Ahadre Le'Issuraka. That's the lumdus of Tosus. Up until this point, this Tosus has little to do with today's shiur, except the continuation of Tosus. Tosus says, how is this different from Psuli HaMukdashim? That's Tosus' discussion. How is this different from Psuli HaMukdashim? Because Tosa says, can't you create the same chakira regarding psili hamukdashim? A person is makdish behema, hareis echatos. Oh, there's a full isur me'ila. You're mo'behekdish. Of course you can't use it in any shape or form. And all of a sudden, nafa bamum. And what does the Torah tell us in Dvarim Yud-Beis and Parshas Re'eh? Tizbach. What do you do now? You should be poder. Psili hamukdashim, you should be poda this animal and shecht it and eat it. Tizbach implies restrictions. I can be poda the behema, I can be shochet, and then it is mutra b'achila. However, the Gemara writes in Bechoros and Abtezvav, you can't do other things with it. Tizbach below Giza. Basa v'lo chama. V'chalta v'lo klovim. P'sili ha-mukdashim. You're poda. You sheft it. You can eat it. You can't give it to your animals. You can't milk p'sili ha-mukdashim. You can't shear p'sili ha-mukdashim. And the Gemara Bechoros and Abtei Zohar writes the following Kiddush. Ha-gozes p'sili ha-mukdashim loke malkos daraisa. Malkus Darais. That's Tosus' kasha. Can't you create the same construct of Ochon Nefesh as in the case of Psuli HaMukdashim? Step one, there was Nisr Malacha. Step two, Hetra Ochon Nefesh. Step three, limits to Ochon Nefesh. Tosus says, that's tier three. That's new Oser. You don't assume a Hadmi Yisurakama. Tosus says, that's not true when it comes to Psuli HaMukdashim. Regarding Psuli HaMukdashim, there's Nisr Me'ila. Step two is your poda, but the Torah creates a limit. Pinyon allows achila, but it doesn't allow giza vavoda. And if you do so, malchus daraisa. Here you assume a hundred yisurakama. That's Tosus' discussion. Why do we assume when it comes to psuli hamukdashim that the limitations of the heter kick back to the prime isur in isur lav? And when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, that's not true. Here there's a new Isser. So Tosus writes the following Kiddush. It all depends on how explicit the Heter is Bikram. When it comes to Ochel Nefesh and Nitoch, that Tosus says that's explicit in the Pasuk. Ach Hashem Yachel Ochel Nefesh. The heter, step two, is Mefurish Bikra. And there's a drush of Mitoch as well, although Tosa doesn't tell us what the basis of Mitoch is. Any limitations is a new Isser. When it comes to Psulei HaMukdashim, Tosa says, Lo Hutra Behenya. The Torah says, Tizbach, eat. We infer from that, eating, yes, but nothing more. That inference is a new Oser. That's Tosus' finish. And therefore, Tosus writes, sometimes you assume a Harid Yisurakama, sometimes you don't. When it comes to Ochel Nefesh, it's new Isser. When it comes to Psulei HaMukdashim, that is not true. It's as though I argue as follows. The Pidyon is only Chal, Agabe Achila. When it comes to Giza, Va'avoda, Chaliva, milking, working, shearing, the pidyon was irrelevant. And therefore, it's as though that you were shearing a behemas hekdish. And therefore, one is considered to be chayiv malkus, daraisa. This chakira has many different possibilities. This question of whether something is new isser, whether it's ahad yisur akama, is the theme of Tosus and Avodah Zarah and Daf, Zayin Amud Aleph, when it comes to tam ki ikar. We've discussed in an earlier shiurim, the Tosus and Erech and Adav Gimel, that women are obligated in certain mitzvos because of Afein Hayoboso Hanes. There the Brisker Rav and Erech and Adav Gimel raises the Chakira. What does that mean? Is Afein Hayoboso Hanes a new Mechayiv? Or does Afein Hayoboso tell us simply, no, there's no Ptura of Zman Grama? In other words, women are Chayiv in mitzvah. Step one. Step two, there's a Ptura of Zman Grama. Now, Afein Hayoboso Hanes, is that a new Mechayiv of tier three? Or does that tell us, no, there's no exemption, you're back to square one?
Those are today's mitzvos, whether a woman can be motzi a man, and those mitzvos that women are obligated because of apein habosones. If it's a step one chiyu, then the obligation of men and women are the same. The halachos gedolos, right? You cannot compare a chiyuv of mikra megillah to a chiyuv of afin habosones. That's a numa chayiv, which is clearly different. And therefore, women cannot be motzi men, for example, in kriyas ha-megillah. Shai Zayi writes, Megillah daf dalet, kriyas ha-megillah is b'dibri kabbalah, afin habosones is lidin d'rabbanan. Most rishonim is similar. Anu mechayim. How does this link to our issue? No, very simply. If you're dealing with Kedusha's dummy, of course there's pinyon. The only reason this has an elevated status of hekdish is because it is nichse hekdish, it's mamon hekdish. Well, if the Torah allows for a buyback, pidyon, it is no longer nichse hekdish, the kedush is paka. What is the role of pidyon when it comes to kedushas damim? Very simply, the pidyon is mafkia kedusha. It's no longer kodesh. There's no residual hekdish. There's no halacha, for example, that once I am poed to this table, now I can only use it for certain purposes, not for other purposes. It's no longer hekdish at all. When it comes to pidyon of psulei hamukdashim, you know what the chiddush Tosfos is? It's not that the pidyon is mafkia. It's not mafkia hekdish. You know what the purpose of pinyon is? Pinyon is matir. One could envision two different types of pinyon. Pinyon which is mafgir, uproot status, or pinyon which is matir. The lumdus of pinyon when it comes to Berak Abayis is the chayfetz is no longer hektish. The lumdus of pinyon psili hamukdashim is despite the fact that the behema is a behema's hektish, ayyidei pinyon, it is mutr b'achila. Just like Meister Sheni. Could be Mamon Gavoa, but it's Mutter Bachila. Despite the fact that this is a Behemas Hekdish, Ayyidei Pinyon, it is Mutter Bachila. Pinyon is Matir. So even though there's Pinyon in Berak Abayis and Pinyon in terms of Kedushas Damim, as well as Kedushas Aguf, they function very differently. So that's exactly why Tosfos would assume if the Pinyon is not Mafkia, the pinyon is matir. So if there's a limitation, the pinyon is matir achila. The pinyon is not matir giza va'avoda. So you know what Tosfos assumes? Ahad really surakama. What isser did you violate? You didn't violate an isser essay. As far as giza va'avoda is concerned, there was no pinyon. In which case, you violated the tier one isser. And therefore, Hagozeis Psulei Hamukdashim Loke. This is rooted in our distinction of two different types of Hekdish. This is the basis of our distinction when it comes to the Chi of Kefel. And this fits in beautifully with Tosfos' Chiddush, why you can't assume that Pidyon of one and Pidyon of the other is the same. Pidyon of Berak Abayis is mafkia, Pidyon of Psulei Hamukdashim is matir, and when it doesn't create a chalos heter, it's aser, that's a hamin isser kama. That's an isser lav. These are two different types of hekdish. There's a third possibility. Even though these are very different, Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Aguf, they have a common denominator. And that is, how was the chalos hekdish attained? The answer is through Hakadosha. Through Hakadosha. I was Makdish. I was Makdish at Ez Kedushas Damim. I was Makdish at Ez Kedushas Aguf. Even though clearly there are differences with all the Nafkaminas that we mentioned. But at Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, there was a Hakadosha Sabbailim in order to generate the Chalos Hekdish. Could one envision that one could have Mamon Hekdish without any Hakadosha whatsoever? And this is the Chiddush of the Ramban. There's a third possibility. Mamon Hekdish B'li HaKadosha. The Gemara tells us about Basra that Ayin Tesam and Aleph, the following Chiddush. Hikdish Bor. Person is Makdish the Bor. And Viachar Kathni is Malim Ayin. And all of a sudden it rains, and now this Bor is full of water. Rab Yehuda says that Moalin Bohen Ve'ein Moalin B'mashu B'sofar. There's an Isser Mi'ila on the Bor itself. On the Bor itself. Again, we'll have to discuss that, about how you can have mi'ila when it comes to the boar. After all, isn't the boar considered to be that which is karka, and may mi'ila b'karkaos? This will be relevant for the Tosos and Ardaf, by Dermasko Yatsa Karkaos. Where Tosos is bothered. What is the case of Yatsa Karkaos? What is the case of Gineva when it comes to karka? Gineva when it comes to karka. What exactly did you do? But here the Gemara says, you'll see that the sugya ties in, that hikdish bor b'achar kach nispali mayim, mo'alin bahen, ve'ein mo'alin b'mashe b'socham. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. There's no me'ila on the water. Why not? Why is there no me'ila on the water? Let's assume, for example, you have a chatzer, and something enters the chatzer. You have a bor, and water enters the bor. Aren't you kona the mayim? Isn't there a kinyan chatzer? So why is mi'il limited to the bor? Mi'ila should apply to the mayim as well. Isn't it mamon hekdish? So if you look at the Rashbam and this sugya of Basra and Tesam and Aleph, the Rashbam writes a very great chiddush. Delo olim rishus hekdish, liknos min rishuso, kiyad hedyot. You know what? There is no kinyan chatzer when it comes to hekdish. The mayim is not hekdish. It's not mamon hekdish. After all, right? The entire chiddush of the kinyan is based on the pasuk of im himatze timatze biyado. That's only when it comes to a hedyot, not when it comes to hekdish. That's the chiddush. The Rashbam ein lehekdish kinyan chatzin. That means that the mayim is not kodesh. This is what Tosus writes as well. Tosus b'avasra in testament after maskel ve'ein mol memashu b'selchol. The law arminan shikne chatzer hektish kamal shekona chatzer hedyot, because chatzer is mishum yad velo matzinu yad lehektish. Right, this is an issue the Magen Avraham discusses. Simin tav nun dalit, simin kuf nun dalit, simkat nechav gimel, kuf nun dalit, simkat nechav gimel. That's a great chiddush. There's no kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish. If you look at the Ramban in this sugya, Dermasel Hadarinan. The Ramban writes, that's not true. It is Nichse Hekdish. Of course it's Mamon Hekdish. Just like you have a Kinyan Chatzah, Hekdish has a Kinyan Chatzah. But what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? There's no Isser Me'ila. There's no Me'ila. That's a fascinating chiddush. The mayim is mamon hekdish, but the mayim does not have kedushas hekdish. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. Why is that true? So if you look in the Ritva, and that's sugya, the Ritva just elaborates a little bit further. The Ritva writes, b'shem hari, she'ein mi'ila ela b'kedushas peh. Mi'ila is a function of Hakadosha. Hakadosha. The boar became Kodesh through an act of Hakadosha. It's not true when it comes to the Mayim. Despite the fact that it's Mamon Hekdesh, there is no Isser Mi'ila. Below B'davar Hakadosh Me'ila. De Mi'ila Gabe Kedushas Pek Siva. Without a hakdasha, there is no me'ila whatsoever. Ritva continues, Ritva is bothered by the shita of Rabbi Yossi. A person is makdish a tree, and the tree grows. So even with gedulei hekdish, there's me'ila. Isn't that against this Chiddush? So the Ritzvah writes, no, that's not true. Devadai das hamakdishay aleihem, kevet asof gidu lenavo. That's all included in the Hakdasha. Inami bichlal kedushas peh. De ilan heim deminein afkan. There, it is not a davar chadash, unrelated. The water entered the separate chayfetz, the separate entity of the boar. Here, the tree grew. And therefore, growth is included, right, in the original Hakdasha. Mashenke, when it comes to Achar Kach Nismalei Mayim. That's a very interesting Chiddush that the Ramban writes. The possibility of having Mamon Hekdish, B'li Kedushas Hekdish, but there's no Isser Me'ila whatsoever. The Ktzos quotes this Ramban. The Ktzos is found in Siman Reish, in Sif Katan Aleph. Citing this Ramban, Ein Me'ila B'Zechiyasa. Good, Hekdesh is Zelche, Kinyanei Mamon. But Kinyanei Mamon without the Hakdash, there's no Isra Me'ila. And the Ktzos writes, V'nir etam yishum de'ein Me'ila ala behekdesh shehukdesh al yedei Adam. But Hekdesh, which is Chal Me'ila, that is not true. And the Ktzos adds, with this in mind, one could understand an unusual machlokes tanaim, zvachim mem hei amun aleph, kod shei akum, im moalimbo. If a goy is makdish something, is there an isra me'ila? Well, of course there should be an isra me'ila. It's hektish. No, it's like the Ramban. This isra me'ila is not dependent on whether something is mamon hektish, it's a function of hakadasha, and one couldn't envision whether Kod Sheyakum is the type of Hakdasha that generates Isurim, that generates an Isur Me'ila. But the fact that it's Mamon Hekdesh, certainly that is considered to be the case. So again, so far, three different models. We'll see, this will be relevant again, as I mentioned, for the Tosos of Yasser Karkos, that one could have Hekdesh Ayide Hakdasha, but two very, very different forms, Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. And then you can have cases where something is considered to be Mamon Hekdesh without Kedushas Hekdesh at all, according to the Chiddush of the Rambam. As we mentioned, our Gemara clearly assumes, based on either according to Tosas the single drasha, according to the Rambam the need for two different drashas, that Hagonev Hekdesh is Potter Min HaKefel. Somewhat unclear from the Gemara, what about Kerem? Is this only a Ptur Kefil? Or should one assume that no, it's a much more basic Ptur? Of course you're Ptur Mena Kefil, but there's no Chiyuv Tashlume Gnevel Hekdesh at all. The context of the Pasuk in the Gemara, Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyehu, certainly is in terms of Kefil. But does it reflect a more basic halacha, not simply midine kefil, but perhaps as a ptur even from Karen itself? As we mentioned, when you looked at the Rambam, Hochos Gneva Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, it seems clear from the Rambam Shita that this is only a ptur of kefil, but there certainly is a chi of the shalim as a Karen. The Rambam writes, if one is ganav nichse hekdesh, the Rambam writes, Eino Mishalim Ella Keren Bavad. Keren Bavad. And the Rambam writes in the end of the halacha, Hareze Potter Min HaKefel Umitashlume Dalet Behe. The inference seems to be very clear that you are Chayiv in Tashlume Keren. Seems black and white in the Rambam, that it's only a Ptur Kefil Ar Gemara. One is Chayev Keren. Is there any possibility that one could be Madche what the Rambam writes? It's Dachuk. But perhaps one could suggest the following. You know why the Rambam writes that you're Potter from Kefil, but obviously there's a Chiyuv of Keren? Maybe one could have argued that we're referring to a case where the Keren is Be'en, The Karen is Be'en. A person steals something from Hekdesh. Well, obviously he has to return it. He has to give it back. The only issue is whether he has to make reparations as well, in terms of an additional chiyuv kefel, a chiyuv tashlumin. So maybe one could have argued that's why the Rambam stresses that eino meshalem ela keren bilvad. Of course, the hachzaras habe'en is vital. In which case, maybe one could still have been choker if someone will steal something from Hekdesh. And let's assume, for example, the chayfetz is no longer be'en. The chayfetz is destroyed. Aganav is chayv onsen. Does he have any chiyuv tashlumin to Hekdesh? Or not? Maybe one could have argued when the Rambam writes, there's no chiyuv kefel, but there is a chiyuv keren, maybe the Rambam is referring to hachzara sabeh. Boshem shat, that is not the case. When the Rambam writes, eino mishalem elo keren bovad, right? It sounds as though that there's a chiyuv tashlume keren. Again, mishalem, lashon tashlumin, does not sound like it refers to chazara sabeen. It sounds as though there's a chiyuv lishalem es hakeren. Lishalem es hakeren would mean that if all of a sudden an ones gomer would occur and the chayfis is destroyed, I must pay Hekdesh for the value of the keren, even though I don't make the additional payment of kefil. If you look in the Tosefta in our parak, the Tosefta is Mufurish. In Parak Zayin, Tosefta Ches, the Tosefta writes the following. Hagone v'sashtaros v'sar kokos v'sar hekdeshos. All the cases of our miut of the Gemara. Karka, shtaros, hekdeshos. The Tosefta writes explicitly, Ein mishalem ela keren. Tosefta writes, there is a chiyuv tashlume keren. The gzeres hakosov is that you are potter min hakefel. But this is against the shita of the Ravid, and Poshav Shat, it seems to be against the shita of Rashi. The Ravid and Shita Mekobetzes, the Ayin Chesem Abeis, the Ramas Steel Hadar, the Ravid is Mefurish, that Gonev Hekdesh is Potter even min HaKeren, if the Chayfetz is not Be'en. If it's Be'en, of course, it's not yours. You have to return it. But there's no Chiyuv Tashlum in the Hekdesh, even Ba'ad HaKeren. And this is what it appears from Rashi as well, that our sugi is not just simply Midine Kefel, as Pashav Shat L'Rambam, but rather a much more basic halacha, that there's no tashlume gneva lehekdish, all there is hafzaras habe'en. This issue depends, right, on how you understand the sugya a little bit later in our perek, and daf ayin ches amud beis. So take a look if you can, right, for the next shiur. Right, the top of Ayin Chesem Abeis. Here the Gemara discusses the following. The Bai Rava, a person says, Hare Alai Ola Vehifrisho. A person says, Hare Alai Ola. And he's Mafrish Ashor, to satisfy, right, his chiyuv. And Uba Acher Vaganav, and someone goes ahead and steals that shore. So the Gemara raises an interesting possibility. Mi Potter Ganav Nafshei, the Keves, the Rabbanan, the person said, Hare Alai Ola. Hare Alai Ola. Good. What does that mean? He has to bring a carbon Ola. Well, according to the Chachamim, an Ola can be a shor, but an Ola can also be a keves. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he could satisfy his statement of Hare Alai Ola even with Torah Bnei Yonah. So in such a case, if I steal, and now the ganav is chayiv because I said Hare Alai Ola, what form of payment must the ganav make? Sure? Or could he satisfy his chiyuv even with the keves of with the Torah of Neon?
That's the issue of the Gemara. So take a look at that Gemara, take a look at the Rashi very carefully. Who am I making payment to? Is the payment to Hekdish? Or is the payment to the Balin? And what are we referring to here? Keren? Or referring to a Chiyuv of Kefel as well? So take a look at the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach is an Arambam. There are Beis Halacha Aleph. Or Sameach discusses the Sugya. You can take a look at the Shar HaMelech as well. It's found in Chaschov HaLamazik. There are Zayin Halacha Dalet. And then you can take a look in the back of the Gemara at the Cheshek Shlomo. The Ha'aras of the Cheshek Shlomo. This Dab, Ayin Ches Mabez, right, understanding this piece, right, of the Gemara. This relates to the critical issue, the miyutim of our sugya, right? Halachos and kefa, halachos and keren, right? Just a few additional marmakomos, the ktzos, simen lamedalid, sifkat and gimel, and Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shiurim, right here in Bava Kama, os mem aleph and os ayin gimel. Okay, so we'll have to discuss that sugya in light of this machlokes rishon. Okay.